It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and time for Tom and Shane, business and politics. And this morning, of course, we've got news of Biden and Trump and, of course, classified documents. So that's where we're going to go today. I want to remind you that we're here every Tuesday and every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, and leave a comment as to what you want to see and hear on our show. And well, let's jump in here. Shane will be with us here in a moment. He's having a little bit of connection problems, but he's going to join us here shortly. So we'll have him on the line with us. But while we're waiting, Biden classified documents are now in two locations. They found Biden documents in two locations. His home in Wilmington, Delaware, in the garage by his Corvette, and of course at the Penn Biden Cultural Center for wackos and whoever's. I don't know what they're doing over there, but doing something over there with those folks. So we have a little bit of a conundrum here that, well, we've got Biden and Trump both in possession of classified documents that they apparently took with them when they left the White House. So we're wondering what's the difference between Trump having them and Biden having them when both are president of the United States and whatever. So that's what we've got to talk about today. We've got a couple of things here. The classification levels that the departments provide, I guess, top secret, which means it's national security. The information could compromise America in some way. And then we've also got secret, which is a little less designation. And then we've got confidential, which should be internally only and something like that. So that's where we find ourselves with that. Now, the other thing we've got to talk about is who classifies documents. Well, that's done. President and vice president both have the power to do it if the vice president is acting in the interest of the president. And they've got the classified documents can be classified by the heads of agencies, the cabinet heads, if they're so designated by the president. So they can determine that documents going in and out of their agency are extremely important, top secret or otherwise, or whatever. Shane's back with us. Hopefully you're okay, man. You doing all right?
Testing.
All right. I hear you. I hear you. Stop. All right. Well, we're talking about classified documents, Shane. As you well know, Biden's second location has been found with classified documents in his home. And you're getting feedback. Come on.
I don't have anything on Tom for feedback. I just got back.
Well.
There's no sound in here.
I'm hearing myself loud and clear. Coming through you.
Well, that's too bad.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to have to do this. Who classifies the documents and how are documents declassified? Well, they're declassified there's a special designation that does it. The National Archives can do it. The other folks, president and vice president can do it, except they can't just say this is declassified. They can't just come out of the woodwork and say that. So, you know, that can't be done. So I'm still getting feedback. So So it has to be noted on the document itself. There's a space at the top and the bottom of each document, and whoever declassifies it signs off, stamps it, and whatever. So that's how documents are declassified. And there are some documents that can't be declassified. Downgrading instructions shall not be applied to documents containing foreign government information, restricted data, or formerly restricted data. So those are off limits. And are Trump and Biden both guilty of the same crime? Is there a difference between the two of these? And quite honestly, I don't see one at the moment that would make one different from the other. So, you know, what's the Justice Department going to do? They should be raiding Biden's home and any other place that he may have documents. But he's kept them in at least two locations that are known. He turned them over to the Justice Department, I guess, for review and whatever. And we'll see if that, you know, if in fact he has broken any laws or anything like that. So,
comment, or do you just have background noise?
I hear me, so go ahead and comment and I'll shut up.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the thing that's scary about this the most is, first of all, no one knew about it until recently. This was when he was vice president. So we're going back to 2016, you know, as early as 2012, some of these documents, particularly Ukraine. But the biggest scare of all of the of everything we've learned about the Biden and their family and the money is the money donated to Penn State. China in this period, $75 million. England, $55 million. Hong Kong, $44 million. Singapore, $15 million. India, $12.8 million. Germany, $10.7 million. Japan, $10.5 million. Vietnam, $8.8 million. Canada, $6.5 million. And the Bahamas, $6.2 million. That's a staggering amount of money. That's almost, what, $300 million that 10 countries, that's just 10, contributed to Penn State for this school for, you know, they set up for Biden. And they paid him millions in benefits and salary, not to mention the $15 million he made the first 2 years out of the vice presidency that he filed, which was for speeches and books that he sold. So, if there was ever any question as to, you know, this being a syndrome of foreign ownership or collusion of foreign governments, you know, with your president, well, I have to say our, because it affects us too. This is worse than finding a supplementary credit card.
That it is. And it's sad that, you know, well, the big thing about this, Shane, and I'll bring you back in a minute to comment. The big thing about this is the first documents were discovered 6 weeks before the midterms. And what that means is that early voting was in process, and I don't know if this would have changed any votes because, as we've said many times, abortion was at the top of the list. So what do you think? Would this have had any or little effect on the election?
Well, of course it would have, but it's another example of, you know, the swamp, the government, how whatever name, adjective, prerogative, you want to, you know, give them. They were out to prevent any kind of information coming out on Biden. I mean, this goes back to when he was vice president. We're talking pre-2016. And for him to claim that once, oh, I don't know about that, not, my lawyers told me not to ask. Then 2 days later, another batch is found. And then they're found that, you know, the university offices where he was at in Penn State. And, you know, it's bad enough he lies to everyone's face. And then he gets on television and rebuffs Trump and says how irresponsible for having, you know, classified documents. And this is just disgusting. And he's guilty of exactly what he's accusing Trump of, and in a worse case, because no one believes, people will deny you about something once, right? You've had that in your life, right? But not twice. No one believes after twice you've been found to be misleading, wrong, or incorrect. People don't buy that. It's just, you just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a goose calling the gander, whatever. It's okay. Kettle, you're black, whatever, things like that. So, well, it'll be interesting to see, because this puts Merrick Garland in kind of a tough position, because obviously he is a Kool-Aid drinking Democrat. And I guess we'll see how he plays this, Shane. It's going to be interesting to see what if he has a press conference and talks about that in the days ahead.
Well, that's right, and that's why you haven't heard from him. How do you justify not? You know, Biden has five different homes, and why haven't they been searched? Where's the FBI when they're easily found, you know, with anybody involved with Trump, but not here. So again, you fall back into that the playbook of the Democrats. Oh, let's go get them, and then all of a sudden it ends up, gee, I guess we can't get ourselves. You know, that's just, it's, I don't know, Tom. It's just, it's so extreme, it's so over the top, it's so. I'm trying to search for words to describe it. I can't. It's just really, really bad.
Yeah, it really is. This is a definite issue that's gonna raise its ugly head probably for the next couple of weeks. If Biden has various places, you know, those may or may not be searched. But the interesting thing, too, that I pointed out from time to time is, and I'm pretty sure that Trump didn't pack his own boxes leaving the White House. And I seriously doubt that Biden packed his boxes leaving the White House either. So how do these documents get in these boxes? And why do you not know what's in storage, what's in file cabinets, what's in locked closets, what's where it goes, and who's in charge of all that stuff?
Well, that's right. We spoke about this, about the famous Church Select Committee, because they've now, the House has opened up under the Republicans for select committees like the Church Committee, which have greater subpoena power and unlimited funding. But the reason I mention is, one of the single most important aspects of the Church Committee was, when did you know it, and you know what did you learn, you know, when did you know it? So now everybody involved in this, from the people at the archives that the lawyers dealt with supposedly, will be asked, when did you know this and what did you learn, and from whom and where, and what are the documents and what are they about? You know, they'll be able to subpoena the documents because there's only a few of them. And then you have the same thing with Merrick Garland. And Merrick Garland's got even a bigger problem, because when they ask him questions about it, they've always said, well, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Whoa! Yeah. You mean the president's being investigated?
Yeah, so that's so pretty.
Now you got Garland in a box, because if he doesn't comment about it, the only reason he can deny is because, you know, they're reviewing it. Oh, you're reviewing the president's involvement in this. I mean,
it's a never-ending bouncing ball, isn't it, in Washington? Boy, as we said so often, you point the finger and you're doing exactly the same thing to as the people you're pointing the finger at. So, this is going to be an interesting January, Shane, as this thing continues to play out.
Absolutely. They had people on all week last week defending your president about, you know, the first set of documents. Oh, well, they're not that many. And, you know, it's easy to, you know, put them aside, not remember them. And they gave him every guarded defense they possibly could come up with. Then the second set of documents came up, and all of a sudden, even CNN went, "Ah, oh, this isn't good. You know, you can't get away with this twice."
Yeah. Well, I noticed they didn't spread them out all over the floor next to the Corvette and take pictures of them as they did with Trump's documents. So I wonder if there are pictures somewhere, Shane, that are going to surface down the road of all these top secret documents spread around on the garage floor with the wrenches and pliers and screwdrivers.
Well, we now remember that famous college football cheer during COVID when they shut down football about, and it came back and the college students were cheering, you know, FU Brandon. Yeah. So, you know, come March, it probably is going to, the new college football cheer will, in the courts will be, Joe's got to go.
Yeah.
Clearly with this, and you add it on top of everything else. I mean, it's, you know what it's like? It's like watching last week, I saw them pushing a cart with a 4,000 page omnibus bill on it, you know, and it was like four or five rows of documents, this six stacked on top of it for each congressman or whatever. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, this is the same thing. They're pushing Biden around because he doesn't know where to go. And the pile of shift, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, that's where that's what's going to happen here, I guess. The next 2 weeks, probably, I think it's going to be a lot more of this that's going to come to light, Shane. And the next 2 weeks, I guess, are going to be the critical part of this. So, I guess we'll see how it plays out.
We still have Twitter files happening. I mean, that's not over by a long shot, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it's the problem, the harsh issue or the hard reality is the Democrats, as hard as they try, can't catch the Republicans with anything. But we'll see as we move forward how as you said, how this plays out. It'll all be up to social media and the news media. If they turn on Biden, he's gone.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us, Classified Documents. Hey, don't forget, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget to subscribe, like us, ring the notification bell, and you'll always be notified of when we're on anytime whatever time zone you're in, you'll be notified. And we're also on radio every Saturday. Don't forget, you can listen to us there anywhere in the world. It's going across the crawl right now. Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. And you can hear us there anytime at all. And our replays are there as well. So check that out. So want to thank you for watching, and we'll see you we'll talk to you on the radio on Saturday, and we'll see you next Tuesday for our next podcast. Bye for now.